The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says that the overall number of refugees in the world has dropped to its lowest level in 25 years. But in a report published today, the UNHCR says that conditions for many refugees are getting worse, and applying for asylum has become more difficult. NPR's Rob Gifford has details from London.
In 1992, there were 18 million refugees in the world. The good news in today's UNHCR report is that at the start of 2005, that number was down by almost half to 9.2 million. This was mainly due to the drop in armed conflicts and several large-scale repatriations, such as millions of refugees returning to Afghanistan. The bad news in the report is twofold, though. Firstly, it says there's still a huge problem with internally displaced people, of whom there are some 25 million around the world. Antonio Guterres is UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
They do not benefit from the protection of international law. There is probably the biggest failure of international community in providing support, protection and assistance to them. And it is really a tricky business to deal with because the main responsible for their protection is the government of the country itself. And in several circumstances, the governments are part of the problem, not part of the solution.
The second piece of bad news, according to Guterres, is that Western countries are making it more difficult for genuine asylum seekers because of growing intolerance at home and fears of fake applications by terrorists.
Refugees are not terrorists. They are the main victims of terror. And if you really want to be a terrorist, for instance, and enter the United States to put a bomb, the most stupid thing you could do would be to ask for asylum when entering an American airport. If you want to be a terrorist, you need to sneak, you need to be anonymous. So it is obvious that there is no contradiction between fighting terrorism and at the same time protecting those in need of international protection, those that are persecuted in their own countries.
The British Home Office did not respond to requests for comment today about its policy on asylum seekers, but Britain, the US and other countries have begun resettlement programs where officials actually go out to the refugee camps to accept asylum applications. Refugee groups in London say this is just a drop in the ocean. They say security fears after September 11th, 2001 have undoubtedly made life more difficult for asylum seekers. Tim Finch works for the British Refugee Council.
The West, and Britain prominent among them, have been taking measures to make it harder and harder and harder to, first of all, get to this country and claim asylum, then making the system extremely tough so that even people who probably deserve protection here are not getting it. And the whole thing, basically, is predicated on how many people can you keep out, not on providing protection for people who need it.
The question of asylum often gets caught up in the general debate about immigration. In many cases, refugee groups say government policy is more affected by popular resentment at immigration and campaigns in the popular press against economic migrants than the needs of those genuinely seeking asylum. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.